big one is bed, the skinny one is skin, and the topic is hoops. It's the Mavs postgame show, live from the old number 7 club inside the AAC after every Mavs home game on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
3:39 as we get rolling for today. Dunham and Miller, those who muse so gently, will be out at D&M Leasing this Thursday from 5:30 a.m. until 10. That's at Beltwood Parkway and Beltline in Addison. You can register to win ticket T-shirts and tickets to Autorama at the Dallas Market Hall this weekend. So go see those who muse so very gently. I have one little item left over from the Super Bowl when we were down in Houston a couple weeks ago. And this doesn't really have anything to do with the Super Bowl, but I've been meaning to tell you boys about it. And I think it's something that you in particular will find very interesting, Grego. On the way home, before I even got out of downtown, I started thinking, you know, I've been down here in Houston all week, and I haven't listened to just a whole lot of radio down here. So I decide that I'll head over to the FM dial, flip around a little bit, and see what's there. I start down there on the NPR end and just kind of, you know, make my way up. And I get to the frequency of 97.1, where I run across Country Legends Radio.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Well, I stayed there until I ran out of range of it, which was up near Fairfield somewhere. And it was great.
What'd they play? What'd you hear?
Well, in probably about 2 hours of listening, I heard 4 or 5 Conway Twitty songs, which is always great.
Hello, Darling.
As a matter of fact, yes. That was one of them.
It's such a great song.
Never been this far before?
No, that was not one.
Convoy? Tight Fitting
Jeans?
Tight Fitting Jeans was one.
Mm-hmm. Convoy?
All right, if you're not going to take this seriously, we'll go mic off.
What?
He doesn't sing Convoy, and you know it.
His name is Conway. He does not sing Convoy. There was that. There was Ronnie Millsap. There was the Bellamy Brothers. There was every good 70s country artist you can imagine, and some before then. And it was great.
They got me. If Dallas ever has one, they got me.
Yeah.
That will move to the front of my buttons on the radio.
Yeah.
If they move to that.
That a nice, strong, clean FM signal was awesome.
I love all that. And I promise you. And then I know what they're going to say. I know what all the radio consultants, all the know-it-alls, all the blowhards, they're going to say, no, you know, you can't get the younger crowd. Maybe not. But I promise you, there's enough of me's out there that can make this work.
Are there?
Yes, there are. Yeah, there are.
Well, I mean, they have a station like that in San Antonio. Now, it's an AM station, but they have one. And there, they've got that on probably a real strong FM signal in Houston. They're probably going to make it work there.
And in Dallas, nothing.
Yeah, Dallas.
Just nothing. Absolutely nothing. I just don't get it, man.
Well, you would have really liked it.
Oh, I wish you'd called me.
You would have really liked it. It was a really good station. I would recommend everybody who goes down there to check out 97.1. And you know what? They got a new country FM sister, too. They kept, you know, promoting that on that station.
That's what the Wolves should do.
Tell you what.
It's what the Wolves should do. Although, you know, it's kind of hard to argue their success. They are the number one in the market.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not saying shouldn't do that. But, you know, if they can make that work down there, can't they make it work here?
93.3 Old Country.
Anyway, it was good.
Maybe you could get you a job on that, Danny.
I would love to DJ Old
DJ
Country.
DJ Old Country.
So awesome. Would someone else in here.
That's true.
Yeah, see, we've got a guy in here.
Yeah, we got your morning drive guy right here.
You don't have to pay him crap.
Right.
Throw him 10 grand a year and he's happy.
Psycho, would you be a morning DJ for 20 grand a year?
Sure, why not? I got nothing to lose. Especially if I get to spend this.
You will.
Yeah. I'd love to do this. This would be awesome.
Start it over.
Let's
talk
hear Psycho
it up.
Talk it up.
Introduce this.
That one?
Yeah.
Is there not enough time for you to introduce it?
No, there's enough time, I guess. All right, hang on a second. I got to think now.
Well, you don't have time. You're a DJ.
Come on, Psycho. You got to think on your feet.
All right.
Start it over.
Tell everybody it's the opossum.
Yeah, it's the opossum.
Tell them who you are and what,
tell them who
what
you
time
are.
It
use
is.
Use your country goat all right. voice.
Yeah. All right. 3:45 here on Country Gold. Here's the opossum, George Jones from 1988. I'm a one-woman man on Country Gold.
You love me, I would feel so proud. This is from 1988?
No, I don't
no,
know.
No, wait.
I think it's
68.
I think it is from the 80s, but I'm not sure.
Anyway, it's a good station. You would have loved it, Greg.
I know.
I can't believe
they don't have one here.
I never got to the right of that station once I heard it. I stayed with it until I was out of range.
You know, and I know they have that ranch. But they don't play the old stuff.
No, they mix in a lot of Texana.
Exactly.
You know what? I'm not interested in any Texana.
You know, give me the Ronnie Millsaps, the John Conleys, the Gary Stewarts. That's what I want to hear.
Yep, me too. Right there with you. It's good stuff. Check it out when down in the greatness of Houston. 97.1.
Boy.
Country legends.
Talking about a 180 down in the greatness of Houston. Oh, listen to this.
Let's hear it, Psycho.
I came here looking.
You don't get much better than Dwight Yoakam.
Who's playing this here?
It's Dwight Yoakam.
I know, but who's playing this?
He's doing it with Buck, isn't he?
In town. Yeah. What station
Nobody.
Is playing this?
Nobody.
Probably that ranch.
The ranch?
Or the range? Yeah.
I bet they play it every once in a while.
But like all the what country stations in here?
Who?
Buck Owens.
Buck!
But oh no, you know, you might not get that 18-year-old listening to this. Like they freaking matter.
They don't have any money to spend.
Exactly, they're broke. I mean, get the people like me that's got a little money.
Well, that was blatant.
Well, you know what? It pisses me off.
I understand they like the Oak Ridge Boys too.
San Antonio has a station like this also.
Yeah, they do.
There's his AM,
yeah,
right?
There's his AM.
Guarantee you, if they played the right,
Giddy-a-boom-ba-boom-ba-boom-ba-boom.
Now they don't need to be playing this.
Giddy-a-boom-ba-boom-ba-boom-ba-boom.
I guarantee you, if a station came in and had the right DJs and allowed them to have a personality,
and play what they want to play every once in a while,
not just somebody that punches buttons, but let them have a personality, it would be huge in this town. I guarantee it would. You know the first person I'd hire, Runs?
Who?
Jimmy Stewart.
Can't do any better
than
that.
He'd be the first guy I'd hire.
Would he do it?
I don't know.
I'm sure he would.
He's taking calls
he's
for Randy, isn't he?
No, he's over at Country Goat.
Oh, he is?
I'd hire him and say, you know, Jimmy, go in there and tell your stories.
Randy?
And use that great voice of yours. He's got a million stories. He's great on the air. But, you know, when you make him just push buttons.
Just entertain the masses in that way that you do.
You know, and read stuff that somebody wrote that's not as smart as you are. Yeah, then it's probably not going to work. But if you hire some DJs, let them have a little bit of freedom, let them have a little bit of edge and a little bit of personality, I guarantee you, you play that old country stuff, and it'll be huge.
You could get Chuck Morgan to do mornings.
He's kind of busy right now, Danny.
Yeah.
Rangers don't play in the morning.
He's up to his own ass in alligators these days, buddy.
Oh,
anyway,
nothing
good stuff.
Nothing better.
That was good stuff. All right, you got some baseball next?
I do, because I think Doug Melvin is really going to try this, and I think it could revolutionize the way the game's played. Seriously.
He's got a revolutionary idea up
there
in Milwaukee,
and he's going to try it.
All right, we'll check that out next here on The Ticket.